This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go.
Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us today, Doc Graham, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Vincent. I have a lot of complex things to discuss today, none of which were the four that you listed that are extremely important. The first one is, have any of you noticed how we're all of us semi in a fog lately? Tuesday night, I'm ill, I'm in bed, trying to sleep it out. And 8 o'clock at night, the phone rings. And here it is. Jeff Rentz, I do the first Wednesday of every month. I do it once a month with Jeff. He's like you. He's gotten to the point where he really likes to work with me. So we have a special time that I come on. You're once a week. He's once a month. And he blew it because he thought it was Wednesday. And had his engineer call me. I do think he woke me up out of a dead sleep. I, being a trooper, rallied for the situation, and it wasn't until the end of the interview that we both realized that it was not Wednesday, it was Tuesday. Ding, ding, ding. And the other thing I must say, according to my boss, I'm looking forward to Grace Thorne and her visit next year.
Well, next year's not so far away.
Grace, okay, but that's that. And so I'll accept Christmas. That's what I needed to do. Thank you, Vincent. Well, I've got a lot more things to say, but that's what I'll do for the moment.
Okay, since you're talking about the fog.
That's what we'll call that movie, The Fog. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I've talked to a number of our instructors, and they're all saying pretty much the same thing. And I've been referring to it as, you know, people would say, they'll call me up and they say, how's it going? I'll go, terrible. You know, ever since they started shutting the lights off at 5 o'clock, it's terrible. And then next time they call, 4 o'clock. And then a few days ago, I got a call from a guy, and he said, how's it going? I said, it's terrible ever since they started shutting the light off at noon. And of course that's an exaggeration. What I'm talking about is the outdoor... Outdoor light is, it seems to be lower and lower and lower, dimmer, 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 more overcast. And, you know, in the kitchen, we'll be cooking dinner, and let's say it's 6 o'clock, for example. And, I'll say to Mrs. Fennelli, she said, you know, it seems like, and she'll say, midnight. And we all feel the same way. We're not getting the things done that we need to get done because they turn the lights off too early. And it's different from when I was a child. I'm talking about the 50s and the 60s. We had more daylight. I think we have fewer hours of daylight now. And I can't prove it, but it feels like that.
So, basically, daylight savings time has made the world ill. It's called biorhythms, and we talk on alternative radio about the deterioration of the pineal gland, the calcification that's occurring. And I did a study for the military on that exact thing years and years ago, and I discovered the primary purpose of the pineal gland was to regulate the body's immune system to seasonal changes. And that's its primary thing. It was there to change your biorhythms and your response to light. That's why people are now finding that these LED computer screens are not the same if you put white light around it. And there's more studies going on in that regard. But guess what? This whole concept of leaping forward and, you know, falling back is not really anything more than trying to make more money on Black Friday. Worse, it's more like it was a farm concept so that you could get out into your fields earlier. Hoorah. But really, it's not a good thing at all. It's actually quite toxic, and the sooner they disperse with that nonsense, the better. Time changes indeed.
Yeah, you're talking about leaping forward and falling down?
Yeah, there you go. That's the way I am falling over. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's the way to handle it, humor. There's no other way to deal with it because we're stuck with Malcoma in the middle, not Malcolm.
Yeah. I understand that's one of the top 10 names for 2019, Malcoma. For boys and girls, and those who don't know, so it's one of the top 10 names, Malcoma. So Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided that during the Depression, the first Great Depression, not the one we're in now, but the first Great Depression, he decided that we needed more shopping days before Christmas.
No.
And I'm not kidding about this.
Black
no, really.
There it is, man.
No, it's true. This absolutely true. What you said is true. So Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided to extend the Christmas shopping season by 7 days. And he wanted to move Thanksgiving Day back 1 week so that there'd be more days to shop, more people could spend money that they could not even find, you know, and buy things that they didn't need for Christmas. And the United States Congress said no. So had he had his way, Thanksgiving would have been the third Thursday in November instead of the fourth. November, yes. Hey, by the way, there's a sound coming from my headphones. Is that you?
No, sir.
Okay, so I've got an echo. Maybe our engineer. Jason, can you figure this out? It sounds like I've got this strange. Oh, it's me. It is me coming back. I don't know if it's going out over the air or not. If I'm going to reconnect.
Everything is broken today. Everything.
Yeah. Right.
Even things that don't break are breaking. Just because they want to show off.
Well, okay. You have a Datsun Z, right? 280, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
The 280 Z, not a 280. The 280.
Yeah. And the license plate is Magic, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, how many miles would you say roughly are on that vehicle?
I mean, sorry.
How many miles do you think are on the vehicle? 300,000.
Okay. Plus now, 300,000 plus, and the ports are within 10% of each other in terms of balance.
Well, that's great. That's great. And, you know, that's a good measure of how well the engine's holding up the rings but the valves, too. All right, so here's the question. Of those 300,000 plus miles, have you ever replaced the front wheel bearings because it's rear-wheel drive?
No.
Have you ever thought that, geez, you know, I got over 100,000 miles on here. I better start replacing these wheel bearings. Has that ever occurred to you?
No. Okay. I have put multiple clutches in it.
Yeah, that has something to do with it.
Because I like to drive it the way it wants to be driven, and it's not about the engine. It's about using the engine and the compression. I don't use my brakes. I use my compression to slow my car.
Yeah. No, I understand. So you're, and that's a 5-speed, I believe. So you're shifting up and you're shifting down and you're, you know, you're just driving like a race car. I understand. But what,
well,
the point
it's
I'm trying
not
to
a race car. It is. It's not fun to drive. It invites you to drive it. There is a major difference there. Once you do it, I have never had any car in my history, and I raced Lotus. I did all of it. Autocross thing, whatever, Triumph. I never had anything that responded to my immediate thought as quickly as this car does, including my Mercedes. None of them came near this.
Well, you mentioned
the finest car I've ever driven.
You mentioned Lotus. You raced Lotus?
Yes.
Formula
4, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Formula 4, and I have, you know, that's why Vern, you pit crew racing kick, he gave the car to me. He said I was the only one in this town that knew how to drive it correctly. He just gave it to me when the new Fords came out. He was the race chief for Ford Racing Team, and he did all the different cars up Pike Speed. And that one, this car, the one I have, is the one that won the steeplechase up Pike Speed against everything in the world. And there was nothing that could take my car. I was the fastest car in the world, and I've kept it just like it ever was. Now, there are cars now who will twist the frame down on there because of power. This thing won't do that, but I can lift the front tires off the ground in 2 gears. Hoorah!
Now, when you race, what Lotus did you race against? Did you race against the Lotus?
It was that the little one that looks like the MGB. That was a 101. I think it was 101. I'm not sure. I think it was 101.
Okay, one of the Lotuses, kind of a short windshield open.
Yes. It was an older one. I think it was in the 66 or 65, something in there. About the time that Ford came out with their 312.
Okay, they had the Lotus Elan. Kind of looked like a Miata.
Might have been Europa. I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
It's one of those.
I raced the Lotus Europa.
Yeah, and Europa. Those were really well built. This is better. Mm-hmm. And trust me when I tell you that. For that year, it's unbelievable because it was better than the Porsche. And the Porsche was like 9 times more expensive. Mm-hmm. And the car just... I love it. I was English racing great. I had Anki wheels. And, the engine had been bored out. And so it was extra, you know, I had more stroke arm. And I could 411 rear end, like the Ford does. It was a very well-designed car. I had some problems with the lightness of it. It's only 1,800 pounds. And I had to put a spoiler on it to hold me down on the ground. I would have gone airborne otherwise. And it doesn't even kick in until around 105 miles an hour. It's rated cross-sectional frontal area. The brake horsepower is rated at 148. I had it at Pacific Raceways at 168. That's what they clocked me at, 168 miles an hour. And as a stock car, and I was able to, it stabilizes.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllen. Miller.com. We're talking about the good old days. And back in the 70s, Rick got a Datsun 280Z. The new name would be Nissan. And it used to be Datsun, D-A-T-S-U-N. And I had a Lotus Europa 1974 Twin Cam Special. And it was a backyard special. Colin Anthony Bruce Chapman was the owner of Lotus. And he took a fiberglass body and mounted it on a very special frame shaped like an X and just dropped the body on and bolted it on. The taillights of the Lotus Europa 1974 model, the twin cam, were from a Jaguar XKE. The front suspension was from a Triumph Spitfire. The engine was from a Ford Cortina with a twin cam head put on it. The alternator was from Delco Remy. The lighting was the circuitry. The wiring was from Lucas, the goddess of darkness. And let's see. The transmission was a front-wheel drive transmission for a Renault, also pronounced Renault. And it was turned around. Instead of a front-wheel drive vehicle, they took the front-wheel drive transmission from a Renault, turned it around, and put it in the back of the car, and it became a rear-wheel drive. So the engine was in the middle. It was a Spitfire front suspension. It was a homemade McPherson strut rear suspension, and it was cobbled together. It had two gas tanks, each about 7.5 gallons, and it was a really, really fun car to wear. Now, you didn't drive
the
stuff.
That's it. Wear it. That's right. That's the word. Ah, thank you, Vincent.
I'd pull into a gas station back in the 70s, and people would say, "Wow, how do you like this?" And I always said the same thing. I'd like it to run, because the darn thing was always breaking down. It was, and they say if you have an English car back then, whether it be a Triumph or an
engine, they all leak.
What's the first thing you do?
Oil.
What's the first thing you do when you get an English sports car? You oil the hood hinges, because you're going to be opening it a lot.
Yeah,
and that's the truth.
Yeah. Bad news was that I raced TR4s, TR3s, and Spitfires also. I Triumphs mostly all through college. I can tell you that Jaguar, it designed one of their cars once, older one. They forgot to put the Zerk on the rear. On the rear axle. And what they did is they designed a shitty gasket so it would leak the oil correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And that Lotus. Jaguar. Yeah.
Well, Lotus was probably one of the worst constructed cars ever made. The windows, the side windows, would go down about two-thirds of the way. And the reason was the window was taller than the door. So the door wasn't high enough to accept the whole window going down. And I remember going through toll booths on the East Coast, and when I got to a toll booth, the basket was higher than the car. So I'd have to, lean out and throw the quarter up to the basket, because that's how low this thing was. And the only way I could find the car in a parking lot was I would look where to what appeared to be an empty parking space, because the hood of this Lotus was as high as the door handle on a Ford.
Yeah.
I
would
actually
they,
say the roof.
Meant,
the roof. The roof was as high.
Personalities, yeah.
But it was a really cool looking car. Class, if you want to look it up, it's called the Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, space Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A.
Before the Europa, I did something before Europa, and I can't remember what that number, it's like 101 or something. It was, there was no bonnet.
Mm.
Didn't have a bonnet. Had a single seat.
Just and they were waterproof. And they were waterproof because they needed to be.
Yeah, England,
because you didn't know if that car was going to make it through that turn or not. It's likely to wet your pants driving a Lotus.
Listen,
that's for sure.
On my Z, I can go into a hard corner, all four, sliding in on all four tires. If it's dry, I've got complete control.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as four law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii has left three people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on three Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a third victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllanMiller.com. Rick, we're talking about lighting and how it's dark and people are in a fog and everyone is complaining about this. No one likes it. So, President Donald Trump, here's our request. Let's forget this daylight savings time. Let's just forget all about it. Mm-hmm. Really? And I believe that he has people who listen to the independent media and tell him what really is happening. So, in this light of light, there's a website that I went to that talks about the ballast of fluorescent light bulbs. Now, I happen to like Well, incandescent is the best, but the problem is Hillary Clinton and ilk as such as that have decided that we don't need any incandescent light bulbs. So what we really need, instead of 25-cent light bulbs, we need expensive light bulbs. And the claim was that we're destroying the environment. So what she wanted is these mercury curly Q type compact fluorescents that last about a year or two. And then the mercury goes into the landfill. Well, the older style that was around since Nikola Tesla, I think he was involved in the invention of the fluorescent lighting system, those bulbs can last 8,000 hours or more, maybe even 15 or 20,000 hours, which is great, depending on how many starts the light goes through. So the more times you power up the light for a short period, the shorter the lifespan. So if you have a fluorescent light bulb, like in a store, you know, they turn them on and it's on most of the day, they last a long time in terms of hours. If you were to put one in a bathroom and you in, out, and you flip the light switch on, off, it wouldn't last very long at all. So there have been studies about these kinds of things, and some of the studies are how do people react to the different colors of light, and other studies have looked at how do people react to the flicker rate, if you will, of these light fluorescent light bulbs. And there are three major types of ballast. There's the magnetic, which is like a transformer, 60 cycles. Then there would be a type called instant start. And then there's rapid start, and actually there's a fourth type, and that'd be the electronic ballast. So they found out that in terms of recognizing words, like in an office setting, the magnetic ballast was not as good for people to recognize words correctly. The electronic ballast, which had a higher frequency of flickering, if you will, people were about 15% more able to recognize words correctly. And then in the area of inputting, like typing in appointments and things like that, data about people, the magnetic ballast was way worse than the electronic ballast, which operates at a higher frequency. And then the overview of screen reaction processing time, meaning how long does it take to react and type something in, the electronic ballast was way faster, maybe 30% faster. And then the recognition of differences in details, the recognition time, about 30% faster with the electronic ballast as compared to the original magnetic, 60 cycle ballast. So Rick, there have been studies going on for quite some time with lighting and office people and office workers, and let's get more out of them, and let's see if we can have them less fatigued.
I mean, over the more juice out of the turnip, more blood out of the turnip, yeah.
Right.
And colors right. Like hospitals will paint certain rooms because you actually repair or heal quicker with color on the wall. You perform better with certain colors on the wall. You dance better. They're all different colors. Oh, that sounds like chakras and vibratory centers in the body and how you resonate with this and you don't resonate with that. And you're from a different star system. good luck with all of that. That's all Upanishad stuff. In fact, Upanishads spent a great deal of the sciences another epoch backwards, where color could be used like Gabriel Horn, and color and sound were used as weapons and weapons of war. And today we now realize that certain bandwidths and frequencies affect different organs, and all organs are affected by some wavelengths, and that means that the entire spectrum has an effect on the body. And if you go to Mars where the light is different, you're going to probably behave different. That's a metaphor.
And I'm wondering if certain lights have the capability of making people dizzy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's easy. strobe lighting will cause your brain to go into seizure if done correctly. You can drop someone out with flicker rate. That's why televisions are kind of creepy in some ways. In fact, oh, guess what? I did studies, and then they started using as a way of brain entrainment when they would go to commercial. The TV flicker rate would change. Isn't that interesting? But wait, I like Dorito crunches. We'll make more.
Okay, so the incandescent light bulb has a tungsten filament, and when electrons try to travel across it to complete the circuit, there's so much resistance that that tungsten filament, if you were to look at a clear incandescent light bulb glass, you would see a filament. It looks like a spring, a tiny, tiny, tiny spring running, being supported by two heavier wires. And that tungsten element is so resistive to the flow of electricity that it will start to glow. And it starts glowing very quickly. As a matter of fact, it glows almost, you know, yellow, white, hot. And that is where the light comes from. But unfortunately, that resistance, most of the electricity in that that's used to power up that light bulb, the incandescent, goes to heat. That's why they're so hot.
Yeah, so they're really inefficient is the word that would be used where the LED systems that are now being used are essentially they're way more efficient in terms of the use of energy. And what we're now finding with like things like vertical aquaculture, that you have different light for different crops. Broccoli wants this bandwidth, cauliflower wants that. And if you do that, you can really fine-tune your production ratios and yields. And we've discovered that with marijuana and the studies we did early on in Lunar Base Alpha 1, where you hit it with long ultraviolet, and all of a sudden the cultivar will change to a different species, cannabis indica, as opposed to sativa. And then you had different kinds of crosses that will prefer certain bandwidths, and so we'll use Humboldt rather than Josephine County. Imagine that.
So when we're talking about lighting, Rick, the reason I mentioned incandescent lighting is that tungsten element has to heat up and in order to produce light, you know, near white in color, but it's more yellow, but we'll say near white in color. Well, because that element has to heat up, and because the electrical current in the United States, alternating current, AC current, oscillates at 60 cycles per second, so it goes back and forth. 60
which is
times
different,
a second.
By the way, than Europe, which is 50 cycles.
Right, so 50 cycle be more, we'd be more likely to see the flicker in Europe than we would.
Yes and no. There are advantages and disadvantages, and why the U.S. does 60 and Europe and Asia does 50. When you travel, you have to carry a converter because your appliances mower, lawnmower for my face. And they used to call it, man. It won't function.
Right. Right, because our electric motors in the United States are designed to operate on 60 cycles per second, and for the motors to operate properly. And where I'm going with this is the incandescent light bulb, because it actually heats up, is more immune from the variation of the cycles per second as compared to an electronic light bulb, kind of like an LED.
Yes.
The flicker rate is more pronounced, even though the electricity powering both of them, if they're plugged into 120-volt alternating current, even though the power source is the same, the incandescent appears to flicker less because of the physics of heating that tungsten element. And the LEDs respond much faster to the alternating current. So
The problem is, one of the problems are that, you know, when you start choosing cooler systems, unfortunately, you also get with that, not infrared, which is what you're talking about, heat, because there's a lot of, that's not heat, it's actually a different bandwidth of light, and it's called heat, infrared. What you're getting is long ultraviolet. Long ultraviolet is easier to see from a long distance away because it's not absorbed by the atmosphere. And as a result, very hard on your eyes. And so somebody that has an automobile that they've changed the bulb from, the white light, the normal white, yellow light that most of us are familiar with, and all of a sudden there's this sharper, bluer light that's coming through, that is not really very good. And cop cars, especially in Oregon, and I don't know about other states, but the ones they use here should be. Oh, Lord, literally, it's like being a bully. Because when they come up with that light, I mean, you can't hardly think of anything else. It's so bad and so hard on your light as to be criminal.
So I'm thinking about I'm thinking about these LEDs, and if you were to look inside a regular A19 or Edison based light bulb, you would see these little point source LEDs, and so little specks of solid state electronics, and they put maybe 10 or 15 of these little point sources in an array, and it appears that it's just a larger array of light coming up, but mostly these little point sources. And I believe that they're really hard on the eye. And so I have compared light that comes out of a 120-volt LED running on AC versus the same point sources that come out of 12-volt DC. And the 12-volt DC is easier on the eyes than the same LEDs which have been run through a converter at inside the light bulb, a driver, if you will, to make the 3-volt LEDs run on AC. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about lighting, and we're talking about can it make you dizzy, and the answer is yes, and it can cause seizures. And the reason that I wanted to mention this class is that I believe that these LED light bulbs are nowhere near as good as we have been led to believe they are. I believe that in my world, the incandescent light bulb is the best for the body, but it's not the best for energy consumption. It uses way more energy than for the lumens that you get from the incandescent light bulb as compared to fluorescence, which would be better, and then LEDs would give you even more lumens per watt, if you will. But what we've determined is that the incandescent light bulb has an ability to resist flickering because of the, I'm trying to think of the word, it has like the inertia, the thermal inertia of the element, the tungsten element.
They call it a rise time in electronics.
That's right. That's exactly right. The rise time. So, Rick, fluorescent, in your world, what do you think is the best way to go? Is it, you know, all things being considered, incandescent?
I love the Marquis de Sade and working with quill and candle. Or the English, the Bell book and candle. There it is. I'm kidding. I think that lighting, per se, is a form of technology that may not necessarily be necessary in more advanced forms of enlightenment. I like the dark. I go internal. That's what they call a deprivation chamber. That's where a lot of magic occurs, is in your mind's eye. And it's not out there. It's inside. It's not what you're seeing. It's what you are creating.
You know, it's interesting that we're talking about this because I was thinking about the original dimmer switches that we saw, you know, those rotary dimmer switches. But back in the 60s,
those on me.
Well, it was kind of like time division, and really what they did was they would take the flow of electricity, and for if the switch were just on, powering up that incandescent light bulb, you'd have 100% of the electricity. But at the 50% rate, they would turn on and off the electricity very quickly. And so it would be on half the time, off half the time. So it'd be like buzzing. And that's why if you turn on a radio, an AM radio in the same house as one of those incandescent light dimmers, it would bzzz, because that was the on-off cycle of the dimmer. And so that's like time division multiplexing, if you will, where you sample, you just give a little bit of electricity for a short time, and then you power on, off very quickly. But because the light bulbs had this this thermal mass that you didn't see the flicker with the incandescent light bulb dimmers that was there, because the filament would have to heat up, cool down, heat up, and it stayed hot long enough that you didn't see the flicker. But I'm concerned about today's LEDs because they can flicker at 1,000 times per second, and we don't see it, but it's there.
Oh, yeah, but the bee does, and the cat does, uh-huh. And the way other animals respond is quite different than the way a human being responds, because their eyes are quite different and designed to do other things than what ours are designed to do.
And that's a really interesting point, because how many of us don't even think about the things that we cannot see with normal vision, but we don't think that this got to be tough from a cat's eye view or a dog's eye view.
Why do you think cats are so grumpy? I'm just kidding. But in terms of insects, now you have a way of murdering certain insects over others that you do not. And imagine that is a metaphor as a weapon for human beings. And, well, let's say blood type or whatever. Hoorah.
You know, I built a
imagine that, huh? Yeah.
I built a studio in the house, and actually, I moved from one end of one part of the house to another part of the house. And I took over the dining room, and I liked it because the dining room had a lot of windows. And I put in, it had two chandeliers over a 9-foot-long harvest table. And you've been in our dining room, haven't you, Rick?
I'm sorry?
You've been in our dining room in our house,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course,
well,
yeah.
That was where my studio was. And
really?
It had two chandeliers, and I put these candelabra LED bulbs in it. I hated them. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
So I
candles like a church set.
Yeah.
Then there's your flicker.
Yeah, and that flicker rate's really—that's a really low flicker rate. Maybe, two cycles per second. When we come back, can we talk a little bit more about what is your preference? Would you prefer LED? Would you prefer incandescent? Would you prefer fluorescent? And which color spectrum do you think is the best overall for most of us? Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. I'm Vin Fennell.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.